The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel content creator, is with me in studio, and we're going to take a look at some places around Ireland that you might not normally consider for a staycation, but that you probably should. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
And being from Donegal, we talk about it being the forgotten county.
It is.
But there's some competition out there, and the three counties that you've chosen this morning would give us a run for their money, I think, at times.
I think so. We're going to the Midlands and kind of northwest. So close enough to Donegal, you know, like Leitrim has that 5 kilometre coastline that's just touching off Bundoran. So if you did want to venture up that way, you could. But okay, we're going to focus on these.
What I love about your choices today is the accommodation.
Yeah.
Because often I see accommodation online, on social, and then that'll bring me to a county.
And that is it. Like, that's how it is working now. And I think the Midlands specifically has benefited from that, that they've got so many incredible places that you can stay in the counties. So we'll start with Leitrim. In Leitrim, there is Drumhearney Woodland Hideaway, and this has 16 self-service cabins. They're actually building more, and they're also turning it into a wedding venue, which, if anybody was getting married next year, it's stunning. I've been to see it. But I love Drumhearney because it's great for families. There's loads of space and there's loads of rooms. It's also great for hens, but it's really safe for the kids. There's a playground. They can just run around and be free, and it's gated as well. So it kind of feels like you're all in this tiny little village together. They've got an amazing spa where you can do seaweed baths, your sauna, of course. And they also have some really unique activities there as well. So last time I was there, I actually did basket weaving. Which, last time I thought about basket weaving was when I was filling out the CAO for the leave insert. But it was so enjoyable. It's an ancient Irish craft, and you just sit in and they have a little kind of space there where you can learn to do it. It's just such a brilliant place.
And what can you see, I suppose, in Leitrim if you want to leave Drumhearney and venture out?
Well, my favourite hike is Slievan Éireann. I was actually in Leitrim 2 weeks ago because I was doing the Ballinamore Camino, which is 36 kilometres walk. And it actually went through Slievan Éireann, which is the Iron Mountain. So I love this because I'm really into my Irish mythology. And it's said to be the location where Tuatha Dé Danann arrived on the island in clouds of mist. But just to do the hike, the views are absolutely stunning from the top. You'll be able to look out to Loch Allen, and you'll walk right up to a mass rock that was used during penal times as well. So lots of history, great landscapes, and it's not too hard of a walk either. I'd say you'd be up at the top before an hour. So just a really, really great one to check out.
And the other one that's absolutely beautiful that you tend to see online as well is Glencar Waterfall.
Yeah, I think this was the first place I visited, like my first kind of entry into Leitrim, and it was a great place to start. So there's loads of parking around the area, and it's maybe about 5 to 10 minutes up of a stroll. So it's not a hike, it's more of a viewpoint. But the waterfall,
and it's quite magical. I mean, the waterfall itself is quite small, but it's the setting of it.
And the sound, it's like really powerful. There's a little cafe there, so I do recommend going and getting your coffee before and then like walking up and looking at the waterfall. It's just such a beautiful place. And if you're around the area, definitely check it out.
And one of the other things I need when I go away is somewhere nice to eat.
Yes. Smith's Pub in Ballinamore. I mean, it's an institution really in Leitrim. It's family run. It's huge. It's got a million nooks and crannies. And I have to say, it is one of the best pints of Guinness I have had. It is absolutely divine in there. But they do great food as well. So they do interesting things like Thai curries. But of course, they've got all your regular pub fare, like stews and soups and all the rest.
Okay, let's move on to County Roscommon. What has it got to offer?
Yes, Roscommon is the geographic heart of Ireland. So I think it's a really good place for anybody to travel to because it's kind of handy to get to. We'll start with a lovely stay. Somewhere I stayed only 2 or 3 weeks ago is Kilronan Castle. And this is one of the more affordable castles in Ireland. You're not, you know, going crazy money for this, which I really like as well. It's set on the shores of Loch Mila, so you've got these incredible views. It's a 19th century castle, and a lot of people will come here because it has a great spa. There's a beautiful, beautiful pool, amazing treatment rooms. I got a massage there and she literally was pulling the limbs off me, but it was the best feeling ever. Like I said to her, I was like, I want like a Thai massage, and she gave it to me. I was walking out feeling like a totally new woman. So it's just a brilliant spa, and the restaurant there as well looks out to the grounds of the castle, and the food is so creative and they're so, so passionate about the business in there. I just can't say enough good things about it.
And one of the things we have really embraced in Ireland too is spa culture, cold plunge culture. They're right across Ireland, and there's a lovely one in Roscommon, Sweathouse Battlebridge.
Yes. So I'm actually doing a series at the minute where I travel to every county in Ireland to try a sauna. And this was definitely my favourite one in Roscommon.
Hard work, but somebody's got to do it, Aidan.
Somebody's got to do it. So this is very, very close to Drumheerney, actually, but it is in Roscommon. And it's set on the banks of the River Shannon. It's on its own inlet. So you have an entire tiny island to yourself just to look out. It has its own cold plunge there, as well as the fact that you can just dip straight into the Shannon. So 45 minutes there, you're looking at $12.50 per person.
Oh, lovely. And you can book it out for a group, actually, if yes. There was a big group of you, which is lovely. And I loved the place that you chose to eat because the setting is idyllic.
Yes, Lovage at the Gate in Boyle. So this is a reconstructed gate lodge and it looks out to the River Boyle. It's right in the centre of the village. It's just this old world feeling building, but inside they've got really modern food. Their fish tacos are amazing. Burritos, pasta, everything you could want. It's just such a great one.
And something I've noticed on the road when I'm travelling up Dublin to home or up towards Sligo, actually, is this Arigna mining experience. What yes. is that?
I love the Arigna mine. So this is kind of a journey into Ireland's industrial past. So they mined here from the 1700s until it closed in the 1990s. And what's so special about the tour here is it's people who actually worked in the mines that are going to take you through it. So they're talking you through their average working day, what it was like growing up in the area and working there. I did it a couple of weeks ago as well. And I just thought it was so unique from any other tour I had done.
Okay, let's move on to County Cavan, which is a beautiful county and one that I have experienced quite recently. And this is a real treat, this accommodation.
It is. Cabu by the lake. It is a whole other level of staying in a cabin. Like, you think it's glamping, it's not. It's a whole other level above that. What I love about Cabu, again, it feels like this intimate experience that only a select few get at one time. So you're all staying in your own cabin. It's all sheltered. There, a lot of them are dog friendly as well, which is brilliant. It's great for kids because Killykeen Forest Park is right beside it for walks and adventures, as well as Cavan Adventure Centre, where you can bring kayaks out in the rivers and the lakes. And the cabins themselves, the interiors are so stunning. And each guest gets a 1 hour session in their spa as well. So they've really just thought of the whole journey from as soon as you arrive, you drop the car, you never see it again, kick up the feet. It's so relaxing.
Yeah, it is. And you can hire bikes, take the kids, cycling through the forest. That's what we did into Killeshandra, bring a picnic lunch. And you can't get food there. So
no,
it might seem a little bit more expensive to stay, but bring all your food with you and then you can maybe claw some of it back.
Yeah, they do have a little kind of a shop on site if you didn't bring food with you. So you can just buy oven pizzas and bring them down and cook them.
And what should you see beyond Cabu?
Yeah, so the first choice I have is Castle Saunderson. So this really impressed me when I went to go see it. It's basically an old manor house that was turned into a castle and it's left in ruin. It's free parking. It's beautiful for a stroll. And when I went there, there was a family sitting out the front of these just breathtaking ruins. They had a picnic blanket. They had everything laid out. And I just thought, wow, that is the perfect day. So if you're going there, I would recommend doing the same thing. It's free as well, which is great.
Okay. And Tully Dermot Falls, if you're into waterfalls, yes. Go to Glencar, then head up there. Great choices there in Roscommon, in Leitrim and Cavan. Not to be forgotten anymore, Aideen. We're bringing them back. Thanks so much.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.